All he has left are questions lying frail, wrinkled, and breathless. Life so long and so short, so full of trials, of successes and failures, and what has he to show for it? He looks around the room to which he's been confined for so long, yet which remains unfamiliar in every way. Nothing there to mark his presence, no flowers, no cards, no crying relatives, and he knows that when he's gone, he will leave nothing behind, neither in the physical world nor the emotional. He cranes his neck, trying to see the mirror, trying to see himself. He wants to see his reflection, to know that he still exists, but the effort is too much, and exhausted, he falls back into the uncomfortable embrace of his plastic-covered mattress. Failing to see his reflection, to confirm the existence of his self, the questions prevail. What is self? Who is me? Here, at the end of his life, he hasn't the faintest idea. What has it all been for? What is a girl? What is a woman? What is a man? What is a boy? He's dying, yet he doesn't know when young turned to old, when boy turned to man, when life turned to death, when joy turned to bitter resentment. His wife would be here, he thinks, if she hadn't beaten him to it. He had been there for her when all that mattered was her, when all he needed was her, but ever since he'd met her, that had been true. What is a man? What is a boy? What is a girl? What is a woman? When she was blonde, blue-eyed, soft and fun, she was all he needed. When she was grey and worn, wrinkled and tired, she was all he needed. Now that he is dying and she is already gone, she is all he needs. He knows that without her, he won't last much longer. He knows that without her, in many ways, he too is already gone. He has no anchor left in this life, nothing and no one left to remember him, even while he continues to breathe. The mirror is too far, and without his reflection, without this final confirmation, he has nothing left to believe in. And as he falls into his final slumber, all he has left are questions.